This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. 8888 Ask Leo. Elaine is on the line from El Segundo. Hello, Elaine.
Hi.
Welcome. What can I do for you?
I had the AT&T technician come out yesterday to put a landline in for me in one of my bedrooms that didn't have one yet.
Okay.
And I showed him the phone I was wanting to hook up to it. It was a rotary from a long time ago, and it was refurbished and everything. So he goes, oh, that's a cool phone. So he spent 2.5 hours wiring the house or whatever he was doing. I don't know. He went underneath and looked at my modem, and finally he plugged it in, and we got a dial tone, and he drove off. And then today I tried to make a phone call, and it wouldn't dial out.
So a couple of questions. Is it plain old telephone service? Is it landline, or do you get it from your internet service provider? Is AT&T giving you a landline?
It's AT&T U-verse and I.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
What's that mean?
That's different. Oh. So that's an internet service provider. Is it a Princess phone? Does it light up? Is it one of those rotaries?
No, it's
just a regular dial phone.
Old timey. No, it even looks. It's between a Princess and something else. I don't know. It's
okay.
Very unusual, but it was. It still works.
And does it light up those? Does it? Does it?
No.
No, but it works. And are you getting a dial tone at all?
Yes.
So you're getting dial tone, but you can't dial out.
Right.
So it's probably a call to AT&T to make sure that you have an outbound calling plan.
What?
Because you can actually get a phone that has a dial tone and rings, but you can't call anybody. In fact, that's a phone a lot of us have because for a variety of reasons, you might want inbound stuff, but you don't want anybody to make any calls. So that's possible. Were you able to make a call yesterday?
No, we didn't try that one.
Yeah, you didn't try that one. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize I needed that.
Okay. And the dial tone, it's a normal, It's not a ding, 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 or anything like that. It's a normal, Okay. It's not one of those phones that goes,
doom. No, it's not that either.
Okay. No. So it plays tones down the line, right? So that would be one possible thing. You need a phone that can do DTMF. It can do beeps, not.
Yeah, but I love this phone.
I know, but
it refurbished just so I could do this.
Oh, I know, but
just for it.
So does it have a dial?
Yeah, it actually has a dial.
It doesn't have buttons. It has a dial. But, yeah. So. Here's the problem. The way those old phones worked is that dial had switches underneath it. You may remember this because when you dial a number, it would go chick, 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 chick all the way back, right? And then you do it again, chick, chick, chick. So it would do a number of switches depending on which hole you used. That's why the zero was a long way to go, right? Chick, 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 chick. One was fast. Chick, chick. It was one switch. Two was chick, chick. So those switches were interpreted by the old telephone system as numbers. But I'm almost sure your AT&T U-verse has no idea.
Right.
What those chick, 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 chicks things are. It doesn't sound like anything. You can get a DTMF generator. You probably can get an app that'll do it. You want to generate DTMF tones. And if you played that down the line, it might actually dial the phone, but that's what the circuit needs to hear is beep boop boop. Remember when they used to call them touch tones? Beep boop. Yeah. So that's what it needs to hear. It doesn't understand the chick 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 chick.
So I can't call AT&T and say I need a new phone service just for this one phone.
No, I don't think so. You could go to Radio. Oh, you can't go to Radio Shack either. You could go somewhere and buy. You know, Best Buy has what look like old-fashioned phones, but they send the tones down instead of the clicks down. How could we convert that phone? There's going to be a way to make that phone.
Oh, I was thinking of changing services. Is there a company that does?
No, nobody does DTMF.
Oh.
I mean, everybody does DTMF. Nobody does the old Let me think about this. I'm sure you so you love this old phone because it reminds you of your youth.
Yeah, I'm not that old though.
Oh, well, it would remind me of my youth because I remember those old phones. That's how I know this. But that's interesting. There are companies. So you brought it to somebody to get it restored.
Yeah, I mailed it back to South Carolina, and I live in Los Angeles. So yeah.
So there are companies that will take these old phones and put inside the box a converter for DTMF.
Oh, I should have done that, huh?
Yeah, it's called a pulse to tone converter. You could probably, in fact, if you go to oldphoneworks.com, they sell a pulse to phone converter for $50. Oh, we have confirmed this unit will not work with AT&T UVerse. Oh, man.
I know that.
Oh, man.
The guy didn't tell me that, though.
He didn't know. Are you kidding? That guy never heard of the old pulse tile tones. Isn't this funny? So this company, Old Phoneworks, actually sells a box that will convert the pulse tone to DTMF, which is the tones. But they said, we confirm this doesn't work with Magic Jack and AT&T UVerse. So, which is, this is exactly what you got.
Well, that device was...
No. Let's figure out a way. So Uma, let's try this. Uma, I think, somebody in the chat room saying Uma makes a pulse to tone converter. Let's see. That's what you're going to look for, pulse to tone converter. So your phone is doing pulses. And when you want beep, boop, 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 boop. So, yeah, Uma. Oh, wait a minute. Now, okay, this is from a company called Alldav, ALLDAV.com. But I can't promise. I mean, if the one from old phones didn't work, maybe this one doesn't either. But that's what you need, and that's what's going on. I would call the company that did the conversion and say, hey, and maybe they can help. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. I'm sorry, Diane. Tell me about this phone. What makes it so special for you? What does it look like?
I don't want to... Let's see. It's it came right after the Princess phone.
Okay, so it's the long style with the cradle, the dials under the cradle,
it's so hard to explain. I wish I could text you a picture of it. It's gold, a lot of gold, and it has a cradle? Yeah, it has a cradle that looks like a goalpost.
Oh, the old-fashioned. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Only it's not those old black ones. It's a different one. It looks very...
No, I know exactly what you mean. So it's kind of like a squarish box with the dial on it, and it's got the goalposts, and the handset goes into the goalposts.
Right, but it isn't square. It's not square. It's round. It's
round.
It's feminine.
Sounds beautiful.
I think I got it as a teenager. So, yeah, it's feminine.
It's your old phone when you were a kid. So I would call the company, the North Carolina company, and say, oh, crap, this thing does tone. I'm on UVerse. Do you know, do you sell, or is there a way that I can convert? This thing does pulses, I mean. I can convert the pulse to tone. They should have, to be honest, when they did the refurb and conversion.
Well, no, what I was doing was last summer I had these three phones, this one and a Mickey Mouse phone and a Donald Duck phone.
Aww.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
So my mom gave me those.
Aww.
When she passed away. So I sent all three of them there because they were kind of like a broken handle. It was mostly cosmetic that was broken. So they fixed the outside. I don't know if they do anything to the inside, do they?
I don't know. They would need to if you wanted to work with your system. They'd need to put a little converter in there. The problem is we need to find... Let me try this. Pulse... I'm Googling pulse to tone converter, but then I'm going to add AT&T UVerse. Here we go. I've pulse to tone converter for AT&T UVerse. Okay. Pioneershop.com. $80. Sorry. I'll put a link in the show notes, but if you go to pioneer-shop, SHOPPE, Old school, man. Uh-huh. Or you could just Google, as I did, pulse to tone converter for AT&T U-verse. They have one that they say works with AT&T U-verse. So that's what you need, because U-verse is apparently finicky.
So I just couldn't use a different phone company, because I'm ready to...
No. This thing is a box that will go on the line, so you won't even see it. It's under the bed or whatever. And your old school, beautiful phone goes... The wire from that goes into the box, and then there's another wire coming out that goes into the jack on the wall that nice man put in.
Oh, I'm surprised he didn't tell me that, but okay.
He didn't know. He should have made a test call.
I told him it was a rotary, and
he didn't know. He was a nitwit.
He was too young.
He was too young. He doesn't remember that. Because there are dial phones that make tones. It's a kind of a hack. Here's another one. Dialgizmo.com that also they say it works with AT&T U-verse. It looks just like the other one from the Shopee. Supports all standard rotary phones, and it converts it to DTMF compatible with modern VoIP equipment. You have modern VoIP equipment. That's the problem.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what it is. I don't see a price on this thing. They sell it at dialgizmo.com.
Okay.
Buy online. Let me see. I just want to see. $40. So that's half the other one. So dialgizmo.com is where you want to go.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
That's a great question.
All right. Bye.
Bye.